Yeah, Pink, get this party started here at Classic Hits. Hopefully we can. PJ Gallagher, are you there?
I'm right here.
Hey!
I'm right here.
We got you back. The, yeah, men with the hammers are still and
still
the sellotape
away
and everything
there,
are still doing their thing in there.
I was evicted from my little stable. There's a new pony in there taking care of the tricks.
There's a new horse in town.
New horse in town. So here we are,
That was an illustrious start to a Friday, that was.
And what a great...
We'll blame it on the thunder and lightning.
Entertainment, that was, yes.
Yeah,
somebody
yeah.
was in there having a festival on those buttons there.
Somebody's been interfering with you,
haven't
they?
Someone was interfering with my...
Unbelievable.
Suppose, not
There's
my
nothing
sentence.
Sacred.
Not mine, though, is it? You know what I mean? I come in and they're like...
How very Jerry.
It's like, who was interfering? Oh, yeah, all the other people who work here who can use the machines. It's just they don't know how to get them back to where they were.
Right, well, we have you. We have him back in action. The main man is here and good to go. Right, we're going to have to get stuck into the birthdays now because we missed our little chit chat.
Yeah, so let's do that then.
It's not a bad one for you, to be fair. Not a bad start.
Yeah.
Greg LeMond, one of your type.
Oh, the sneakiest fella. Lumen,
heck, a licorice all sort of riding a
well,
two big wheels.
To be fair to him, he's kind of a very accomplished licorice all sort.
And to be fair to him, he never got in my way.
No, he wouldn't be up around with eating buns, getting in your way.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he wouldn't be leaving his bike hanging around outside a cafe on the main street.
Yeah.
Interfering, blocking people's way.
And his mammal fat hanging out of his shorts. While you're there going,
His mammal fat.
That's what they call it, isn't it? Middle-aged men in Lycra.
Oh, brilliant.
The mammals, yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
You wouldn't be getting, it would be the same, not with Greg LeMond. He's a different beast
and
than animal altogether.
That blooming green shower are supposedly spending $1 million a day on cyclists. To make the world better for cyclists. See that in the programme for government, they were talking about that.
Yeah.
How do you get... That can't be possible. $1 million a day.
Are they really spending $1 million
that
a day?
It has to be all palaver.
They're going to give
and
every
why?
Cyclist in Ireland €1 million. that'll improve it. I don't know. And then they're slowing all the cars down to about 5 kilometres an hour or something.
Down with that sort of thing. Bring the government down. That should be enough to bring the government down.
I'm always saying this. If that's what it takes to make the world clean, who cares? Let her burn. Let her burn.
Yeah, do you really want to live
is
in a clean world if there's that many cyclists?
Imagine, Jim.
Not at all.
You given the choice of a bike or a Prius. Sure, jeepers, your life wouldn't be worth living.
Not at all. Sure, there's no joy in that.
You've even ruined the scones on you. Because they'd all be munching them in front of you with smiling faces.
But in fairness, Greg LeMond, legend of that game, isn't he?
Legend of the game, he absolutely is. Fair age himself
was
now.
Was he ever tainted by the shenanigans at all? No.
You see, they all were. Like, let's be honest, every single cyclist, even back in the days when the Tour de France, they used to take corks and all. So they'd put a cork in their teeth and get their mate in the car to pull them up the hill. And then when they were coming to the checkpoint, they just opened their mouth and the cork would fly out. And then there was, you know, so there's always been cheating in cycling. Always.
Wow.
As far back as ever.
Just reading about this as well. It's because he's American, right? This won't come as a surprise. But apparently he too, when we were having this conversation about somebody else, he too was accidentally shot.
Accidentally shot?
While in a hunting accident. Now, remember that we were talking about your man who was apologising because he was accidentally shot by Donald Trump.
Because he accidentally shot another fella. Remember that?
No, but the guy who was shot was the one who was doing all the apologising.
Yeah, he was the... Yeah, oh, sorry, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't Trump. It was one of the other presidents, was it?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't Trump. It was... Who was it?
Was it Clinton?
I can't remember. It was a vice president, maybe.
Tell you something.
But there you go.
Being an American, the opportunity to be accidentally shot
I'll
is probably
honest,
very
man,
high.
If you ever shot me and started saying it was an accident, I don't think I'd ever trust you again.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, Greg...
Would you apologise, though?
No.
For being shot?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. No way.
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry. Jim appears to have shot me.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm already thinking that maybe you sabotaged my microphone. I've got to say, he's like 73.
Greg LeMond?
Yeah.
59, it says here.
I'm thinking of a different fella.
This day is getting better and better for you, buddy. Better and better.
My God,
right.
I'm thinking of a different fella.
Okay, try this, lad. Then.
Gary, yeah.
One of the... I know you were into this, because I hear yourself and Mike talk about this a lot when you used to watch the old Italian football on Channel 4 and all that sort of stuff.
Brilliant. Gazzetta
the one
football,
and only,
Italia.
The Paolo Maldini himself.
Oh, yeah. That was...
One of the greatest defenders there's ever been.
In the greatest of days when it came to Italian football. That was great stuff.
AC Milan, wasn't he?
AC Milan, yeah. Oh, my God. Those were the amazing days. Unlike these days where everything that happens is horrible in football. Everything is horrible. That happens in football these days. But I will say, yeah, those were amazing. I used to love that show so much.
And he played, didn't he? He played until he was like 40
played
or something.
Played elderly, yeah, he did, yeah. And he's got, and he went through a serious spate of haircuts. You know,
he was a good looking dude though in his day.
I was, yeah.
Paolo Mataldini.
He was. But you know when he went into the hairdresser or the barbers years ago and there was all the black and white pictures on the wall? He had every single one of them haircuts in his career. Every single one of them he had at some stage. I'd say he's about, what is he, about 55 now?
Not bad, 52.
Oh, okay, right.
52. Right, onto the pop stars. Chris Isaac celebrating his birthday today.
He the wine of winter.
What a wicked game we play.
Oh, yeah. Is he? Oh, I never
That's him.
Fall in love. I just want a cat. Is that him?
That's pretty
miserable.
Much. I'm not quite sure whether I just want a cat is one of the official lyrics, but
I'm not sure why my cat's always ignoring me. Oh,
yeah. Mind you, the video was
very raunchy.
Steady on there now.
Very raunchy.
Should that carry on?
Yeah, and there's a lot of black and white.
That girl will catch her death of cold.
There was a lot of goosebumps in it. There was a lot of goosebumps in the video.
Yeah, she'll catch her death of cold. Put something on there, for God's sake.
I know, yeah, there was a bit of that. All right. And then him bleating away like a wounded sheep in the background. You know? I'm the only singer around that's more miserable than Morrissey. Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, well, it was dreadful.
Take an age on him.
Oh, I 62.
Not bad, 64.
Ah, okay, 64. Okay. I'll have that form this week.
And then the last one, because it wasn't an amazing selection, in truth, right? Good start.
And in fairness, I'm not on form in this week at all. The fewer, the better.
You've had a few wides, all right, to be fair. But this one then, and normally wouldn't be in your frame of reference, but she's been in the news a lot in the last couple of years for different reasons. Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah, she's deadly. Yeah. She is. She's brilliant.
Seems to have come out of the kind of her reaction to all that terrorist
the
attack
bombing
stuff
and everything.
All that,
it was horrific, and like so many, let's be honest, so many celebrities out there today would have made it all about my grief in this time of my appeal. She didn't do any of that. She was brilliant. She was.
She just stuck on another concert.
Yeah, and she just seems to handle all these things deadly. And she's only a young one.
Very, yeah.
She's only a young, still in her 20s, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, she's like, I say.
And she was like, she'd be one of those kind of child stars and stuff. And the way that kind of the Britneys and the Justin Timberlakes and all that were. Yeah. She was in like those kids' TV shows and all that, wasn't she?
No, sure, look, you and me, Jim, if someone makes it in their 30s, we call them a child star.
That's true, actually. By our standards, yeah, exactly.
Martin King is a child star. By our standards now, these days.
All right, go on then. What age are you going to put on Ariana Grande?
27.
Yeah!
Ah, I got one.
Well done.
Finish out the week with
Success
a goal.
Success to finish.
Ah, oh, there you go.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, weekdays from 6 a.m, reminding you to stay safe and hold firm. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara. Happy Friday to you. How are you, missus? Did you get your thunder and lightning extravaganza?
I waited all afternoon. I went for a fabulous swim in Portmarnock Beach yesterday. It was stunning. And I went home waiting to put my feet up, as I said,
right,
to watch the show. No show came. We waited a little longer. No show came. Stayed up late. Stayed up late, like till 11:30 late.
Just to watch thunder and lightning?
Yeah. And just before I went to sleep, I said to the other half, I said, if this thing arrives at like 4 a.m. when we have to get up and go to work, I'm not going to be happy. And then what happened? 4:20 this morning.
Oh, man.
Of course it did,
Because I only heard it this morning. I didn't hear it through the night or anything. I got up this morning and when I went into the bathroom, there was a sort of a flash, and it wasn't me in the mirror. There was a flash. And that was the first I noticed of it.
Yeah, same.
And it was a bit on the drive in.
On the drive in, I saw a bit, and there was one in the middle of the night. I woke up to a. It just felt like a truck reverse.
That was your ma, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It sounded like a truck reversal, actually. It was like it was a mad noise. I was like, that was it.
By the way, I have to ask you something, Tara Duggan. Did you buzz into me during your news thing there when there was a story on about flights and say you've booked something?
She's already
did you book something?
Normal service.
Oh, my
you
God.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Did you book flights?
I made it. I'm a bit of a betting woman. Right. It has to be said. So I decided yesterday, because all of the signs seemed to be pointing to the fact that the government was going to make the announcement that they made last night.
Right.
So they're going to resume travel to certain areas from the 9th of July. So I've been watching the price of flights for the last...
I wish you could see PJ Gallagher's face.
I've been watching the price of flights for the last couple of weeks, and I got flights that I've paid for the last 2 years over 200 quid for to Athens. I got them for 130 quid yesterday. Oh, so I said, right, that's the cost of a very big night out and a blow dry and a taxi home. And yeah. So if I lose it, I lose it. But so I've taken a punt, but I think I'm fairly safe. Greece has had very few cases.
May I just remind Tara that the week she was supposed to go to Thailand was the week that the pandemic started.
I know.
At least now we have a date for the second wave.
Don't say that, please. No, actually, I'm also taking a little break in August, so maybe it'll happen then.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, the Communides, Don't Leave Me This Way. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Friday, 26th of June. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. How are you, Mr. PJ Gallagher? We didn't get to do our proper chat at the start of the show because your machines crapped out.
I had a little bit of an...
Did you find out what the problem was?
No.
But would you know what a... Even if somebody had told you what the problem was, would you know what they were talking about?
Of course not. It's like when your car is broken. You bring it back to the man and say it's broken. And he goes, what do you mean? He says, it's not doing the
thing that it's meant to do.
You know when you do the thing, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And they go, right, yeah. And then they call you and say, you need two Wagnalls and a Frankenfritter. And you go, right, okay,
how much is that going to cost?
And he goes, oh, Jude, you're talking telephone numbers if you go back to the dealer, but if you do it with me, I'll give you an elastic band and a packet of smokes and I can fix it for a thing. All right, okay, we'll do it with you, so. So it's more like that, really.
Right.
We have you back in action. Back
Good.
In business is the main thing, yeah.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I was a bit concerned there when you got a little bit close there for that, you know, that link when your machine was... When your machine was acting up.
I was like...
Didn't feel comfortable. I never particularly feel comfortable when you're in that close of proximity anyway.
I'd say it was 2.2 metres away.
I'd say so, yeah.
I'll tell you something. I was in the city yesterday. I'm never doing that again.
What? What brought you into town?
Oh, my God. I had to meet Una over to chat about what we were doing with the play, the Madhouse play and everything, what the future plans are.
Oh, is that coming back?
Well, apparently not, because the world is about to shut down again. So I had to go and meet Una about it. Because it was supposed to be in the theatres this year.
Oh,
so
right,
obviously, we're just making sure that's not happening. So anyway, you can't go to town. Everybody grabbing me and all for pictures. No,
way.
Twice I had to go. You're not allowed to touch me. And they were like, "What? Like, you can't come over and just put your hands on me. You can't do that." And they were like, "Ah, here."
No way.
Yeah, twice.
And just went out the window.
Just went out the
window. As soon as they saw you.
And a gang of young lads came over and they were like, "Here, come out, we get a picture with Jakey Stevens." I was there, grand. And they were the only ones that says, "Hey, listen, we have to do a distance area." Oh, yeah, no, but they were grand. The L ones. Oh, my God. The middle-aged men. No talking to them.
Yeah.
No talking.
You're very big with the middle-aged and the old people.
I am, yeah. That's my demographic. I am a middle-aged old person. I fit right in.
But you must have been over the moon that there was young people who knew who you were.
Well, no, not really. I don't like anything at the moment. but I will say it was weird. Like,
so no, all the protocols went out the window.
Forget about it.
It was arm around. Well, they were attempting to arm around you and grab you.
Forget about it. Forget about it. And it's gas because for the first few weeks or first few months, actually, everybody was so aware and staying all, and nobody was. And they're actually kind of going pandemic. So look, there's your man, Jake. I couldn't care less if he comes near me. I'll box him in the head.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, oh my God, gone out the window. I won't be making that mistake again.
Wow.
So everybody's
going on like it's over.
Like, not only is it over, but if you think it isn't over, you're an absolute mental case.
Oh, did anybody give you a stick?
Yeah, all of them. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, as in?
Get over yourself. Ah,
no,
no
way. They were giving you a hard time.
One fella says, I don't even have the COVIDs, he said. So I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah, I'm not dealing with
this is not going to go well.
This isn't going well at all. Yeah, no,
right.
forget about it.
That's the last of you in the city centre for a while.
That's the idea. God, Dublin, it was nice knowing you, but I'm too scared to ever go back there again.
Right, where have we got for you today? We have got, in an hour's time, we got the hit bit, of course, €1,240. Are we going to do a bit of a roundy-uppy?
Ah, we have to. €1,250, why not? Stick an extra tenner in, yeah.
Happy Friday. €1,250 then we'll play for in the hit bit. ClassicHits.ie, of course, if you want to check it out for yourself. All the previous guesses are there. We're going to actually, I tell you what we started doing. Andy Bad News was telling us to start giving out a few of the wrong guesses. so that, you know, remind people just how many there are.
I'll have a scour around for some of them.
Stuff to avoid.
Yeah, yeah.
On the hit bit. But you can play for €1,250. We'll make it today. Magic Mike, of course, always standing by the old WhatsApp machine. Don't give us your guess, okay? It's the road to ruin, I tell you. Because somebody will claim, I put that on a text. Doesn't count. You've got to be on the radio with
us. I should start reading out all the wrong answers, like every single one of them now, just to annoy Andy. I go, right.
Yeah, we'll be here till
we've had
Tuesday afternoon.
240 wrong answers, if you just bear with me while I go through them.
Anyway, so that's on the way in an hour. Also, final day to play on the breakfast table quiz, the fantastic So Hotels. Six glorious destinations around Ireland. You can choose which one you go to if you win this week. The hotel's opening up again on Monday. Delighted to see guests back. So we've got a fabulous two-night family stay at any of the So Hotels locations. That's up for grabs on the breakfast table quiz. It's 11 to beat, is it? The Dirty Dozen takes it today.
Dirty Dozen takes it, yeah. 11 to beat the breakfast table quiz. Same number, of course.
Absolutely.
I give you all the wrong answers of yesterday's quiz as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So you know.
087-188-0008. Just one small word of warning. If you're looking for any sort of request, if it's a birthday or an anniversary or, you know, anybody in the anything like that, unfortunately, my WhatsApp machine isn't happening.
Gone?
It's kind of gone. It's a special sort of gone. It's just I'm not opening it. So if you're hoping to get a request, not a good day to look for it.
And now on PJ and Jim, time for your weekly COVID update with Tara Doggan.
Yes, it is time to get Tara's take on the. I don't even know what to call this anymore. Are we officially calling this good news, or is it just news that you may not have noticed about or something?
And in this case, things maybe that you hadn't considered before that maybe you need to consider.
Right. Now, I've already
start to return to normality.
I've already given PJ the heads up, so don't let him down. He's already very excited when I told him that you were going to be talking about dogs.
Well, this is an ensemble cast. I know absolutely diddly squat about dogs. I'm very much out of my comfort zone here, so I shall be relying on my learned friend.
Well, we all do.
I know.
I mean, he is our rock. He is
us.
The rock upon which this show is built.
Wow, my God.
He is the fountain of knowledge.
Yes.
Across all things.
Many people will perish on this rock, I think.
But this is really serious. There has been, in recent weeks, a lot of concern about dogs that the pet and animal charities are reporting an awful lot of people when we went into lockdown. What'll we do? Let's get a dog.
Right, okay.
I know, complete idiots. But look, a lot of people have done it, so let's not condemn them. And for many people, they're going to be, maybe it was something they were considering doing anyway. But like the Blue Cross, the Irish Blue Cross, which is one of the most recognised animal charities here, they're basically saying that COVID-19, the pandemic, has replaced Christmas as the time when people were getting a new pet.
What?
And that's a direct quote from the charity. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know this.
So, like, people were bored and decided to get an animal.
People thought it would be a great idea to get an animal because, we've nothing else to do. Forgetting that there's no normality now to set for a dog's life. As the world goes back to normal, now the dog is being left in the...
Wondering, what happened there?
May I throw in my theory on this? That they were so terrified that they'd actually have to talk to the wife. You know?
You're saying men in particular decided, I need a reason for a walk.
I need a reason for a walk.
Multiple walks a day.
15 walks a day. And then, sure, when you've run out of everything to talk about with the wife, sure, you can talk about the dog.
Yeah. So wives were turning around going, right, well, if you want a pet, do you want to get a goldfish or a hamster? No. Can't walk a goldfish or a hamster.
Yeah, can't take them out. Well, you can, but you look mental.
You look mental.
Hamster on a lead, you look absolutely out of your mind.
Yeah, you look way worse with a fish, man.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Putting a fish behind you on a skateboard is even worse.
Right, yeah. So this is far from good news. This is actually serious.
It's concerning. Well, I mean, what it is concerning. I mean, the Blue Cross are saying that they would have received a telephone call every 6 minutes on average to their helpline. Now they're getting a call every 3 minutes. That's 20 calls an hour, 220 calls a day.
Jeepers.
From people who've gone ahead and done this, gotten a dog, and now kind of going, oh, Jesus, what do I do with the dog? And they're also then, of course, getting voicemails on top of that and people emailing them and getting in touch with them on their social media channels. So it's actually a really big concern. And Dogs Trust also very concerned about this. They're issuing advice now for people because obviously an awful lot of people have already gone back to work in the last couple of weeks. More are going back next Monday.
Right.
Then we'll have a steady flow of people. So they're kind of going, look.
So it's all these people who suddenly realise now that I don't have as much time as I do have, What am I going to do with the dog?
Yeah,
my God.
The thing is, you have a dog. It's been surrounded with people. It's never been left on its own.
Yeah.
And now you're going back to work. The kids are getting ready to go back to school, or they're going out, and everybody's
they're socialising more or whatever.
Now all of a sudden you have a dog left in his own for the first time ever, gets a bout of separation anxiety and decides to eat everything that you've ever owned in his life. So.
Or in Trina Mara's case, poo on your dining room table.
Yeah, less of a problem actually. But So, and separation anxiety is extremely hard to train away. You have to take an awful, awful lot of work.
So, what have the Blue Cross and Dogs Trusting on Them said? Like, have they given advice or?
They have. And what they're saying is that if you're about to go back to work, and if your family situation is going to be changing, whereby there've been people all around all day, every day, and that's going to change in the next couple of weeks, to basically start now. Training the dog. If you haven't done it already, start now. Get the dog used to being on their own. Have the dog, whether you have the dog out in the garden, if you have a garden during the day, make sure that obviously there's shelter and water for the dog from the sun and from the rain and from the heat. But if the dog's in the house, there are certain practical steps that they're advising that you do. Some of them seem, for a non-dog owner, maybe a little odd, but they're talking about starting by practicing for separation gradually and slowly building up your dog's tolerance. One method that they're suggesting is a set of baby gates.
A baby
gate. Yeah. A baby gate, so that the dog stays in one room. It can still see you. It knows that you're not completely gone, gone, gone.
Right.
But it can't get to you. And so it has to kind of learn to soothe itself like you do with a baby. When you're trying to teach a baby to go to sleep at
night. That actually sounds like a good idea.
It is, yeah. It's a tedious process, but it is. Yeah. And then you have to work on just closing the door, and they know you're behind the closed door, they can't see you. And then you have to go out, walk around the block for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you got to build that up to a half an hour. And then you got to build it up to an hour.
So this is a proper process.
It's proper a real process. They are suggesting that exactly what PJ's just said. Leave the dog for really short periods, like 1 minute. So when you've gotten them used to being not quite in the same room as you with the separation of a staircase, then go out, leave the house or leave the room and close the door and go for 1 minute and then come back. Yeah. And then bring it up to 3 minutes and 5 minutes.
Sorry, I just have this vision of dogs there in the room going... Yeah, are you still there? Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the other. Okay.
But that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Are you there now?
But that's exactly what happens.
And yeah, I'm still here.
And that's why this process is hard on the neighbours as well. Because as soon as you're gone, the dog is here, Jim, you have to forget me. Here.
Oh my
and
God!
And it goes, and it's a hard process on everybody. Yeah. And then when he goes, here. Oh, thank God he left me his shoes to eat.
Yeah.
I've eaten the shoes now. Oh, I know, I'll start in the couch.
Yeah, that's actually very clever. I know what I'll do. If I eat shoes, right, he won't be able to get out. He won't go for a walk if he's got no shoes.
And if I take a slash on his seat, then he'll be mad to go out for a walk with me.
So I assume the websites of these places, the Blue Cross and Dogs Trust, are good places to get tips on how you start this process.
Absolutely. And just very quickly, one or two of the others is leave a food-releasing toy so that they'll eat the food rather than the couch.
They're great, yeah.
An old item of clothing smells of you.
They are great, unless you get the one PJ did, which makes a noise that frightened his dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you remember that? That's safe.
It's like firing bullets.
I had to get rid of it. If it was in the house, the dog started trembling and went into a maniac fit.
And what's the one about the smell?
Leave a t-shirt or something that has your smell on it in the dog's bed.
Right.
So that they don't actually feel completely on their own when you're gone. Say the same phrase every time when you're leaving. Whether it's now, you be a good boy and stay there till mommy comes home.
Right.
So that they know and they associate that with the fact that you're going and that you will come back.
Right. They all sound really... That's very good stuff.
And a bit of music as well, so they hear human voices.
Absolutely. Right. Leave the telly or something on in the background, or the radio. Leave the radio on.
Absolutely.
And Bob Marley is... remember we did that story.
That's right. Dogs like reggae.
Dogs love reggae. Yeah.
Dogs are big into their reggae. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Bob Marley on classic.
My own has gone away. It's no problem. Just chill, man. He'll be back soon. He'll be back.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Be happy. Yeah, and people moving on up here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 20 past 7 on this Friday. Happy Friday to you folks. Friday 22nd of June. Hopefully you're in good form heading into the weekend. 087-188-0008 if you fancy a shot at the hit bit. It's on the way in about a half an hour. And we're pushing big time for you to check out classichits.ie because we're getting a lot of repeat guesses.
Yeah.
A lot of guesses that have been guessed before, and you really need to check them out so you don't waste them. So you have a few that you should avoid, yeah?
Yeah, loads of them. Loads of them. The Four of Us, Mary, It's Not That. It's Not Down Down by Status Quo, or Can't Heat, I'm on the Road Again.
What?
I don't know, yeah. I'm reading what I'm saying. I don't know. I've never even heard of that song.
No.
Is that Can't
Heat? Canned Heat, I'm on the Road Again.
Canned Heat, I'm on the Road Again.
Right, new one on me as well.
Don't know. Tina Turner, Simply the Best. These are the big names. Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca, Not That. Ed Sheeran. I don't think it's anything to do with him. There's a few of them.
Is there?
Yeah, Final Countdown Europe. So there's loads there on classichits.ie.
And also, it's not yours.
What, not mine?
Yeah.
What do you mean, not mine?
As in, not Bon Jovi.
Ah, well.
Because you guess it for every single hit bit.
I'm reading the list here and I can't find it. I'm just saying, Jim.
Mike told you right at the start. Literally one of the first things he said. It's not Bon... Am I right in that, Michael? Did you or did you not tell him right at the start, this is not Bon Jovi?
Not only have I told him at the start, I've told him pretty much every week since. It is not Bon Jovi.
Right. Well, it's not on the list, lads, so I'm going to have to stick with it for a time being.
Because no one's guessing it, because it's not him. Ben.
Yeah.
It's not on the list, I'm sorry. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Anyway.
It's not on the list.
You can check the list out.
It might be Bon Jovi.
It's not Bon Jovi. You can check the list out.
It's the fella that doesn't know it.
Classichits.ie. I'm listening to Mike telling me it's not Bon Jovi.
Yeah, like he hasn't got a vested interest.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going on to the list now and I'm going to put something up. I advise you to go and look at it.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I have it right here.
Right, so
shut that down.
Check it out. Classichits.ie. And you can listen to it as often as you like. Here, let me give you a little taster right now. It is this, right? But you can listen to that as often as you like on the website, classichits.ie, and then let Magic Mike know that you want to play 087-188-000.
Give us another listen to it there. We're halfway there.
Oh, gee. Yeah, Friday I'm in love from The Cure. Happy Friday, folks. 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Final call on the hit bit, 087-188-0008. Let Magic Mike know if you fancy playing. And speaking of playing, we've spoken to many people on the show over the last little while. Performers of various kinds, comedians and musicians and all that sort of stuff. All of whom are kind of missing the opportunity to do their performances in front of their live audiences. They're missing that buzz, the adrenaline rush of being on stage and all that sort of stuff and belting out their tunes or their gags or whatever it is they do, or acting, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, unlike me, some performers actually enjoy it. And there's this weird thing that they want to get back on stage, they want to play to an audience and to a full house. And it now seems that it doesn't even matter if the full house is human anymore. So there's this gig on there. What day is it today? The 26th? So the 24th, so Wednesday, was it? In the Opera House in Spain, in Barcelona, they celebrated the lifting of the coronavirus lockdown regulations by having a sold out audience of potted plants. Now, come on. Come on. I mean, I'm like, grand.
Did they put them in the seats or no?
They did, yeah. Every seat was filled with potted plants.
With a different potted plant.
2,292 seats had 292 potted plants on them. Now, that's grand, right? You did a gig to a bunch of plants. You don't get to say it's a sold-out gig. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The plants did not get online.
The plants didn't have the opportunity to actually make a decision as to whether or not they wanted to go to that gig.
Yeah.
They might have wanted a different gig.
Oh my God, you're as bad as they are. You're as bad as they are. As if two geraniums were going out.
Even like this. I'm into opera.
Is it comedy or do you want to go to the thing? Ah, jeez, you're here in Ireland, you're going to have a fish and chips for €9. I mean, like, get out of it. Get out of it. So now
was this some sort of... You're going to tell me this is some sort of weird acoustic thing, is it? They didn't want it to sound hollow, so they just stuffed it full of something.
You see, this is the thing. I wish I could tell you that. But it's not that. It's just that the Theatre del Liceu Opera House in Barcelona said that they wanted to see a live performance to a live audience. Now, technically, plants are alive, but Jay, talk about pushing it.
Right.
Talk about pushing it. So they went out and they performed Puccini's Chrysanthemum. Sounds like chrysanthemum.
Oh, just exactly. Maybe that was it. Maybe it's a particularly flowery piece of music.
They're going to be racist flowers now. If I had known it was milk chrysanthemums, I wouldn't have come. I thought it was going to be about roses. And it was live streamed then, of course. Of course it was live streamed. Everything's live streamed now.
So was there a good reaction? Did they get a, you know, a leafy round of applause or something? Mind you, I mean, you know the way some people do talk to their plants? Like, yes. Did the plants all go
it's
out?
Supposed to be good for you.
Did the plants go out bigger than they went in?
Funny enough, there's no real audience reports here. You know, I'm sure people did speak to the plants.
One very excited marigold did say.
And then they said that the plants, they were all purchased, right, from local nurseries, and they're going to be donated to healthcare workers. So that's
That's a nice thing.
It is a nice thing.
Yeah.
But it also means they paid the audience of plants to be there. So they actually pay. You know, like you talk.
So what you're saying is they were actual plants.
Plants, yeah. They were literally.
There was a plant in the audience. Yeah. Oh, there was 2,292 of them.
Yeah, planted in the audience.
My God.
Paid to be
there. Yeah, you'd imagine would have been great as a magician's act. I mean, they're always been accused of having plants in the audience.
It's like everything about the story seems beyond ridiculous.
Yeah. But plant over there was particularly applauding. He is a plant. Yeah, he's a plant. He was put there by the performer.
She's one of our own. He's in on it. He's in on the whole thing.
This is ridiculous.
I don't know who to trust here.
Not for you, yeah?
Not for
me. You don't like performing anyway.
No,
you're not going to go home now and start telling gags to your weeds or whatever you have.
Me peas and carrots.
Oh yeah, your peas and carrots, yeah. Well, go and tell them a few of your gags.
No, I moan at my plants. I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go back to
mind you, there's many a time you come in here and called me a cabbage, so
yeah, well,
it was technically
true.
You're performing to me.
And as for that fruit over there, your man, I tell the two of you, fruit and cabbage, the two of you. I'll be moaning to my plants now about this.
Yeah.
I'll be there to meet carrot and peas later. And you know, they did a gig. I mean, what sort of ages does a gig? I mean, every normal person comes back and has an ill whinge at their peas. Anyway, do you want any water? You look a bit parched. Come here, I'll get the dog, you top of slashing yourself. Ah, don't worry, I wouldn't do that. it turns out I am doing a gig to meet plants.
Right, no, so not for you then?
Not for me. I just say, like, the picture now, I will say the picture of it looks fantastic, right?
Right.
It's very impressive looking when you see the picture from the stage and then behind the four musicians and it's like, you know, is it fantastic? I thought it was. On second thoughts, it just looks like the storeroom or the botanical gardens. But, you know what? Maybe I should have listened to it. Maybe that'll change it. Right, I'll listen to it here.
Are we going to get to hear it, or is this just you?
That's an ads laughter coming up. Now they're playing ads to plants. That's how bad things are gone. They're trying to sell. What is it? Oh my God, it's plant food.
Classic hits.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The hit bit is worth a 1,250 quid whopping jackpot, so it is. This is what it sounds like this morning, as it does every morning at the moment. But we're going to have a go. Let's see what Alan thinks. How are you getting on, Alan?
Morning, lads. How are you?
What's the story with you, Alan? Any plans for the old weekend?
No, I think it's going to be a relaxed weekend. I don't think our choices are kind of very broad, you know. So
that's true. Mm. Yeah. It's looking like it's going to be sort of hot and damp around the country anyway.
Are you one of these people who can't wait for Monday to roll around so that the 9 euro boozers can open again?
No. I wouldn't be a drinker, you know. So,
good for you.
Yeah, just as well. Because
what about the fish and chips though?
Didn't miss that either.
Fair play.
Let's just say I'm a hermit, you know.
So. Yeah. I know, I'm exactly.
There's a touch of the PJ off, is there?
Yeah, that's it. No, sanity, I call it. Everybody else thinks it's insane.
Dead right, Alan. I tell you what, let's not meet up.
God, you found a kindred spirit here, PJ. This is fantastic.
Yeah, that's
right. There's another one out there. You found one of your kind.
Ah, man, me and Alan.
listen, there's loads of us, but we're all underground.
Exactly.
That's true, yeah.
And
that's
we all
very
love
true.
Each other. Me and Alan have literally not met up every single weekend.
But you're the best of mates.
Best of mates.
Best
yeah,
of mates
by staying
from
apart.
Long 2 kilometres.
Yeah.
Oh, we like you, Alan. We like you. Take the money off us, please.
Oh, lads, I'd love to. So, I'm going to say, is it Madonna Holiday?
Right,
Madonna.
Let's find out. Magical Michael.
Alan, I feel like we should say, I don't know, like a prayer for you here.
Oh.
to get it right for you, but it's wrong, unfortunately. Stay where you are.
Oh,
don't go on holiday.
Sorry about that, Alan.
Okay, no worries, lad.
Alan, happy Friday to you, buddy. Take care of yourself.
You, lad.
Cheers, bye, man. Take care. So, Mike was determined not to give up on the puns.
I know, he can't
like
hammer
a like
them
a prayer
in.
Died, he thought, I'll go for holiday. That's what
I'll go for holiday. I'm going, is that a moronga? He was going with them all. Right, so Lisa, how are you getting on, Lisa?
Hiya, how are you?
How's it going, Lisa? Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, same to you.
How, have you any weekend plans, Lisa?
Well, I got to go to work later, but I'm sure I'll figure something out if the weather plays ball with it.
Yeah, what is the story with the weather at the weekend? Is it meant to be good?
Changeable.
Very, very changeable.
Yeah, I think it's kind of hasn't made its mind up at all, has it, Lisa?
No, it's getting nice later in the day when you have given up on it, you know? About 8
o'clock. Yeah, of course.
Right, so let's see if we can give you a few quid to spend anyway. What are you going for, Lisa?
I'm going to go for part-time lover Stevie Wonder.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's a cracker.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she?
Oh, my God.
Isn't she lovely?
Oh, my God.
Isn't she wonderful? Anyway, sorry,
Magic
Lisa.
Magic Mike singing is one of the most entertaining things you can ever hear.
Because he bottles it. That's
it's literally, it's like the way Les Dawson used to badly play the piano.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's weirdly entertaining.
Half between just weirdly saying something and sticking a tune to it.
Anyway,
Lisa, unfortunately, anyway, after all that, don't mind them, you're wrong.
Oh, never mind. Worth a try.
Absolutely.
Have a good day at work anyway, Lisa. And have
cheers,
a good
Lisa. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Right, so a couple more you can add to the list on classichits.ie. Scratch them off your list and play again with Niall. But Magic Mike is dancing now. He's trying to distract me. He's still trying to sing.
He's delighted with himself.
Men at Work Down Under here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday, folks. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Friday. 087-188-0008 if you fancy a bash at the breakfast table quiz. This is our final day. We need the Dirty Dozen. 12 will scoop you a fantastic family break courtesy of Soho Hotels. They've got 6 fantastic destinations for you to choose from, and you'll get to make that choice. If I say you can get 12 on the breakfast table quiz, let Magic Mike know. He's standing by. 087-188-0008 on the WhatsApp. In the meantime, here's a story that is very personal to our very own PJ Gallagher. He found this story it's kind of struck a chord with him.
Has, yeah. Lads are getting a hard time again today in the paper.
No
right?
way.
Yeah. Of course they are, yeah. Apparently we don't change our underpants enough. And I don't mean change them as in wear them. I mean as in buying new ones, right?
Right.
So there's this new... an expert. I'm not even going to call it a survey. Because you know something's not even a survey. It's not even a survey, Jim.
Right. It's just an excuse to give lads a kicking, is it?
The opinion of an idiot who's trying to sell us undercrackers, which is the main thing here, right?
Right.
He's an undercracker salesperson. So isn't it strange the way Mr. Nick Lynch
an
of Tomlin,
undercover undercracker salesperson.
Yeah, trying to make us feel bad about it. Because he's saying, apparently, like he's saying, old men out there, they should be changing their underpants every year. What? It takes me a year to break them in.
What? Yeah. One pair of underpants, you know, being washed and worn and whatever, and you know, is only meant to last you one year.
He's saying 1 year, yeah. Because he's an undercracker salesperson. He's an ulterior motive. This is the man. This is the Illuminati, Jim, trying to get into our underknickers. This is what this is. They're pushing an agenda that we don't need. And then they're saying, they're trying to make us feel disgraceful instead of frugal. They're saying some men out there have underpants, believe it or not, for up to 5 years. Honest, 5 underpants I'm emotionally attached to that I've had for 10 years. And then they're saying...
5 years would be one of your newer pairs, wouldn't it?
And, yes, you are correct. Yeah.
And they're just the ones that you've actually paid for. I mean, the other ones that you've taken from other people, we don't know their age.
I can't believe
they're of an indiscriminate age.
Well, yes, they are.
Because we can never truly know when they were born.
There'll be some carbon testing done on them eventually, I'm sure.
Like the Shroud of Turin.
The knickers of Westwood, or whatever they'll be called. So this is, and now they're saying then some men, in rare cases, they're saying, and this is just complete knicker shaming. This is no need for this, right? This is knicker shaming. I'm saying, hold them and keep them for up to 20 years. Woo! Yes, yeah, so
that's
what?
A now come on, that's a little
so
excessive.
What? I don't believe it is. I definitely have a
20
pairs of,
years. They'd be starting to disintegrate and everything.
They don't, man. They get a little bit saggy around them in the area. And they get a little bit maybe droopy in the elastication.
That's the thing. It's when the elastic band goes around the waist. That's when you have to kind of let them go. Because they go by themselves. They go sliding down your legs.
Yeah. But you can grow into them as well, you know.
You can grow. What? You deliberately get fatter just to keep your jocks up.
Well, I have undercrackers, right? That, okay, grand. Okay, maybe I haven't worn them in, say, 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, because you've lost a lot of weight over the recent years. Yeah. I mean, those things are, like, you fit nearly two of you in.
Yeah, but I'm not getting rid of them. Because I might grow back into that size. And I'm not going to waste €11 on another 4-pack. You know what
really?
I mean?
So yeah. your plan is, I might get fat again.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to buy new underwear.
I don't have to buy brand new knickers just because I'm fat. I don't want to be fat and broke. You know what I mean? That sounds like a stupid deal. Whereas at least I get to enjoy one of those things. At least there's a benefit. At least I go, if I go back to being size fnorty and all, whatever waist it is.
Fnorty fnor.
Fnorty fnor waist or whatever. At least if I end up back there, I'll be going, yeah, well, bigger fool you, universe. Because I have some old knickers in the drawer.
Yeah, so I may be fat, but I'm €11 better off.
But I have €11 for another cake. So there you go, you won't catch me. So that's why I just think this is a... And then they try to say that even... Wait, hear this, right? Even well-worn, frequently washed underpants can hold bacteria dangerous to the male body. Get away with it. If you wash it, you wash it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't be stupid. Don't be telling me 20-year-old underpants that are well-washed and worn have anything wrong with them. A good old rinse and there's no bother on them.
You know, when they start to discolour... You know what I mean? When everything starts going a bit grey and everything, that's, you know, you do have to... There is a line in the sand, PJ. When your white isn't white, or your navy has faded to a weird kind of shade that nobody understands.
I'm going to disagree with you here. I have a pair of sort of plaid, yellow plaid underpants.
Were they yellow when they started?
Who knows? Who knows? But I have a pair of them. And I left them folded up on the same shelf where the sun came into contact with them. For maybe they were there for 3 or 4 years without wear, right? And I have to say...
Waiting for yellow plaid to come back into fashion.
When I opened them back up, right... The sun, the bit that was in the sun is considerably lighter than the bit that was folded underneath.
Right.
Anyway.
Natural process.
I thought they've been there for about 4 years without a wear. So I stuck them on and I have to say they're lovely. And right. They're lovely. And now they work for... So I do have a slightly discoloured pair of underpants, but they're the most comfortable knickers I own. And I will say to you, they ain't getting thrown in no bin.
Right.
Not for at least another 10 years anyway, that's for sure.
Wow.
So there you go.
When you buy underwear, you make a lifetime commitment. You obviously don't make those kind of choices easily.
It's like buying a watch. I want to hand it down to my family one day.
Yeah, Hathaway, What Is Love? Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 18 and a half minutes past 8. In the case of PJ Gallagher, it appears that What Is Love is, if PJ really loves you, then one day in the future, after his sad passing, you may inherit a pair of his underwear.
Yes.
I tell you, man, I hope I live to see the reading of your will. That would be extraordinary.
I will leave you...
Handing down your underwear.
I'm going to leave you, Jim. I'll leave you my yellow plaid pants.
That's amazing.
You,
so you'll say... Now, what was the name of the lad you gave €2 to for his communion or his confirmation?
Joe.
So Joe, that's what he has to look forward to. Joe has that his favourite Uncle PJ, he might one day inherit...
Yes.
His worn underwear.
I have a very emotional attachment to them. It's better than getting some new undercrackers. And I tell you, so I'm still reading this story here. And I have to say, it's unbelievable. They were trying to literally shame lads for being frugal and getting emotionally attached to their own knickers. And look at the man. This is guy Nick Clinch again, right?
Right.
This is a quote in the story. It's deeply depressing, he says, to discover that men invest in something as important. They don't hesitate to throw money at expensive suits. But with them, we'll cut corners when it comes to their underwear. It's like buying a Ferrari and filling it up with cooking oil. Oh, shut up, you pretentious punts. What an idiot. And you go, it breaks my heart then to see women in shops dutifully buying packs of pants for their husbands in 40s and 50s who otherwise may never replace their own. It's amazing, isn't it? Because as if washing your own pants isn't enough. As if it's anyone's business but your own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I assume you'd only share the reveal of your under crackers with somebody who was, you know, who you'd taken into your life.
Yeah, exactly.
In a meaningful way, PJ.
Although now after he's after saying that with the suit, I may start wearing me plaid pants on the outside of me suit because I'm quite proud of these.
Charles and Eddie, would I lie to you here at Classic Hits? 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, letting us hang out with you this morning. 087-188-0008 if you fancy a last shot at trying to get involved in the breakfast table quiz. If you were with us on the show, I think it was yesterday, we had an amazing conversation about the stealing of a gold toilet.
Yes.
Okay, and the kind of, but the very fact that somebody would do it in the first place, the very fact that it existed, it was a 5 million euro gold toilet bowl.
Unbelievable.
Right, so, and then the fact that somebody would kind of go to the trouble of stealing it, well, it appears toilets are hot properties.
Hot property, from underpants to space jacks in one.
One giant leap for mankind.
And one small leap for radio, fellas. So now they're talking about they need a new toilet, right? So they're planning to go back to the
moon. Who needs a new toilet?
NASA.
Oh, right.
NASA and their space people, the right. Spacers of NASA, are planning to go back to the moon in 2024, right? Or that's their deadline, is 2024. They plan to go back to the moon, right?
Right.
Now, the last time they went to the moon, they had problems with the toilets, right? Effectively, there was none. It was an old nappy. They were wearing space nappies.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
That sounds so unglamorous now. The idea of being an astronaut and first man on the, or person on the moon and all that kind of, all of that is...
Yeah,
and then you find out they'd had to do that.
They're doing doing the jobbies in their trousers.
Oh, so God, that's taking all the glamour out of it.
Well, yeah, that's probably why Russians call them cosmonauts, just to take the whole ass thing out of it. You know? They're planning to go back, and the astronauts or cosmonauts or spacers, they're all saying, we're not going back to the nappies, we're not doing it.
No.
We don't want to go back to wearing nappies
enough.
Again. We're grown people. They're like, grown adults. Don't want to be. You don't want to be in your mid-30s with nappy rash putting on your suit. No, it's disgusting, right? So they're now putting out a €20,000 or $20,000 prize to anyone who can design a space toilet. So if you can design a decent space toilet, better than the Russians have developed one, but it's called the Dragon Can or something like that. Yeah, something mad like that.
Hitting the Dragon Can.
Yeah, I'm just heading up to the Dragon Can, and they'll give you $20,000 if you can design it.
Right. 20,
which I think is actually fairly scabby when you think
I was just going to say, blooming heck, in space terms, that's a pittance. That's like literally spending a penny. But come on!
Oh my God, that's pretty good.
Come on! Michael, please.
Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Very good, very good.
We look to Mike for seal of approval on our puns.
That was very good.
Thank
definitely
you.
Very good.
Thank you. Come on!
Now, here's the problem. It's not just a matter of making a space jacks. There's a certain bunch of regulations, rules and regulations that the space jacks must... sort of abide by, right?
Right.
So it has to function in both microgravity and lunar gravity. So that means it must function when not only is the space shuttle in transit, it has to work for a week on the moon as well. So you know what I mean? It has to...
Right.
You know what I mean? So it can't be just... I don't know why they don't just use the ones in planes. Those things suck so hard. You know when you go into a plane...
I was just going to say, like, I wouldn't have thought it was that... I assumed at first maybe you'd have, you know, issues like... You don't want floaters and things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I
things in planes.
But as you say, if it's being literally hoovered nearly out of you, you wouldn't think it'd be an issue.
Well, you always get a fright on a plane. You go, do your business, do your way, press the button, and then... Jesus, what the hell was that? So it has to have a mass of less than 15 kilograms in Earth's gravity, so it has to be
okay.
Very light. Has to have consume no less than 70 watts of power. So it needs to be quite a powerful little toilet, like a moped, basically. It's operate with noise levels less than 60 decibels. That's why the plane won't work.
Okay, that's why the... doesn't work.
That's the plane gone. Why is that just in case you wake up another spacer? It's a bit harsh, I don't know.
Yeah, who's going to hear you in space?
Yeah, just
That would be kind of weird.
Just the other fella next to you.
God, I tell you, someone was asleep there. Obviously, the space station went over because the noise of your man in the jacks.
What are you eating? Are you eating the chili powder? Are you eating the chili flake space powder? What are you doing, man? It has to be obviously be suitable for most women and men, and it has to accommodate users ranging from 58 to 77 inches tall and 107 to 290 pounds in weight.
Ooh, 290, that's a big person.
And it still has to be only 15 kilograms itself.
Right.
I don't know, man. I think I've done chubby in the middle. Bigger than the tall in the middle. I'd say the guys might.
Let's not go down that particular.
Anyway,
you Ben.
Yeah, you're dead right. If you're an inventor and you're into it, you have to have your design in by the 17th of August.
Right.
There's your lockdown project now. You're designing something. Yeah,
all you people who put together gazebos.
There you go.
Get on the case there for space jacks.
Yeah, and now there'll be fellas who haven't even finished the extension in their own gaff. There'll be lads haven't finished putting up the radiator, and they're going to be designing NASA space toilets for the next few weeks now. Because they might get 20 grand out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be very successful. But there it is. It's for, it, you know, they're also saying kids are allowed to do it too. So
kids are allowed to design it.
Yeah, so.
Brilliant.
Imagine what they're
going to be. That'd be fantastic. Sending. Imagine giving those designs to an engineer, some lad in NASA who's like spent years of study and years in dealing, literally, I mean, the very epitome of what you normally relate to as intelligence, a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
You give him this thing and it's got two crayons. Drawn on it.
It's a potty with loads of like toilet roll inserts stuck to it and pipe cleaners and all. Yeah.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The breakfast table quiz.
Right, Monday sees the opening of hotels around the country, of course, and you could be one of the first to enjoy them because we're on board this week with the fantastic Soho Hotels. Your chance to create special moments with a Soho Hotel staycation. SohoHotels.ie if you want to check it out. They've got six fantastic destinations that you'll get to choose from. If you're our winner this week, you might want to head off to the Athlone Springs Hotel, maybe the Charleville Park Hotel, Castle Troy Park Hotel, Loughrea Hotel and Spa, Kaleshin Hotel, maybe the Castle Oaks House Hotel. As a staycation for everyone, you can go along and check it out. So no matter what part of Ireland you want to head to, there is a Soho Hotel to suit you. And your prize is a two-night family stay, as I say, in your choice of any of those fantastic six Soho Hotel locations.
Now, it's not going to be easy today because 11 the score to beat. It is Friday, of course, our last day to try and have a go and give it away. 12 the score we need. And a very generous, very good-hearted Stephen is going to play this morning. Hiya, Stephen Hayes, how are you getting on?
How's it going, lad?
All good, Stephen. So listen, as PJ was saying, it's an act of generosity, an act of kindness on your behalf today.
Yeah, try my best anyway to do a random act of kindness.
Right.
Yeah. So basically on Monday we had someone on who's a frontline worker that had a go.
Caroline. She's a nurse. She was just coming off a night shift, I think, if memory serves.
Yeah, and she had a decent score.
No, actually, in fact, she wasn't. She was in the middle. She wasn't going to be finished till the following day.
That's right. Yeah, she was on a big one. And now you, Stephen, because her score was beaten, you're going to have a go and try and win this for her.
I am indeed.
Good man yourself, right?
I like it.
Stephen.
Well, you've got us all on your side, Stephen, that's for sure. So hopefully the questions fall right for you. We're looking for the dirty dozen, Stephen. 12 will do us. That's all we need.
Well, hopefully I can hit it.
Fingers crossed.
Right, so.
Good to go, PJ?
I hope so.
Good to go, Stephen?
Yep.
Very best of luck. Here we go.
What K is the capital city of Afghanistan?
Kazakhstan.
It's Kabul. Complete the name of this rock group formed in 1969 by Rick Davis. Super what?
Tramp.
In Chinese cooking, what is a wok? Is it a pan or a ladle?
Pan.
The city of Christchurch is on the North or South Island of New Zealand?
South Island.
Chardonnay, Pinot Noir and Shiraz are varieties of what fruit?
Grape.
How old was Elvis Presley when he died?
53.
42. Which Irish rock band released the album Pop in 1997?
Poison.
It's U2. Which branch of the armed forces did the Village People sing about?
The Navy.
Yeah, who was the child star of Home Alone?
Macaulay Culkin.
What is the capital city of Chile?
Pass.
Santiago. The boy's own hit single Words was originally released by what trio?
Bee Gees.
In what decade did Martin Luther King deliver his I Have a Dream speech?
60s.
Which Manchester band released their single Supersonic in 94?
Oasis.
Yes! Oasis. Another one in. I was trying to...
But at least we finish on a correct one. Right, so was it good enough? It's hard to know, isn't it? There's a few sticky ones in the middle there, but here we go. Final count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Are you farting messing?
No.
Oh, God.
I tell you, it was a brave attempt. It was a generous attempt, Stephen. You did the very best you could. There was a few sticky ones in the middle there, to be fair. Yeah. I mean, that pop one from U2 is quite a tough question.
I wouldn't have got
that. That's not an album I associate with U2.
When it comes to the three sort of letter album, I only ever think of Boy. That's the one I always think about of U2. I never think of pop, ever.
Yeah, it was a couple of tough ones. But listen, Stephen, you can't be faulted for giving it a bash. Thanks a million for having a go and for the generous gesture.
Okay, no bother, boys.
Happy Friday to you, Stephen.
Same to you, guys.
Cheers, man.
Take care. Take care.
Yeah, aha, Take On Me. Here at Classic Hits, 25 to 10. Happy Friday to you, folks. Thank you for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Friday, 26th of June. And of course, we've been doing a lot of talking on the show about stuff that's opening up on Monday. A lot of businesses opening up again. Big stuff around the pubs, big stuff around the hairdressers. But things that we haven't been talking about as much, and it's a weird one because we haven't mentioned the cinema as much, right?
Hardly at all, actually, yeah.
And the thing about it is that Ireland, as it's a well-known kind of stat, isn't it? It's one that gets rolled out a lot, is that we have one of the highest cinema-going publics, like per capita. In other words, per head of population, we have more people go to the cinema in Ireland than in most or lots of countries around the world.
Well, one of the biggest, and definitely the biggest cinema goers in Europe anyway, and that puts us worldwide on top of the scale, yeah.
And if you are thinking of going back to the cinema, which I'm sure lots of people are, I mean, cinema's a big deal for a lot of people. I mean, it's kind of, it ticks a lot of boxes, you know. It's kind of night out. It's kind of all that sort of stuff. But if you are thinking of going back and you want to check up on a few bits and pieces about how it's going to be handled and all that stuff. There's a cracking website called cinematogether.ie, okay? Cinematogether.ie. And you can go on there and you'll get lots of different information. But also, by doing it, you're also helping out a charity.
Which one?
Alone.
Oh, very good.
The Alone charity.
Very good.
Because the idea is, obviously, with cinematogether.ie, the whole idea is, like, cinema, it is that sort of coming together. It is that shared experience of a movie. To be fair, you know, if you see a good movie on the big screen, it is.
You know, so we haven't done it in ages because we're always so focused here on Netflix and stuff. Yeah. You know, we do our coffee and TV this time every Friday. Normally we're recommending.
Or even biscuits and TV.
Oh, biscuits and TV. Is that what it is? It is. It is. You're dead right, Jim.
Yeah.
You know, that is, it's taken my mind out of the cinema so much. And now I'm actually on the websites here looking at the new releases for Ireland.
But the good thing about this as well is that you don't even have to do much. If you go onto this website, right, cinematogether.ie, and you watch the little video, by watching the video, you're helping the charity.
Oh, very good.
And it's not even, no, I don't mean awareness as in you're getting awareness of what the video's about. I mean, you're actually financially helping the charity. Just by watching the video.
How is someone's paying for it?
I assume so.
So there you go. When you're going out next, leave it on repeat for the dog. Leave it on repeat for the dog.
Anyway, listen, cinematogether.ie is the website to check out. Alone is the charity that's going to benefit from it. It is all about bringing people back together again. It's a good combination, Cinema Together and Alone, of course. And it's during that whole sort of cinema launch period or relaunch period that this is going to happen. But as PJ was saying, it did make us think about what's out there to go and have a goo at.
I tell you, I'm so out of the loop. I'm so out of the loop. For the first time in ages, I've looked at cinema listings. I forgot how they worked.
Yeah.
And it actually seems like
you went back to CFAX or something, did you?
Yeah,
or Airtel
10131. Remember that? And you remember the way it would take so long to load? So yours would be on page 9 of 15,
yeah,
and it would have loaded to 8, so it would go 7, 8. Here we go now. 1. Oh, oh, this is gonna drive me insane. But did you see A Quiet Place, the first A Quiet Place movie?
No,
it's very good, lads.
Is it?
It's very good. It's about these sort of, well, I suppose they're alien things that kill you if you make any noise. So obviously the whole concept of something being killed because it makes noise is terrifying to me.
Wow. Obviously, I thought you were going to say it's literally your idea of heaven, that somebody disturbs you in any way, shape or form. Actually, it sounds like a thing for me.
Me being killed for not shutting up is a terrifying thing.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking more in terms of, like, I've become a very angry old man about...
Guys, I love it.
About noise disturbances.
I love that I'm 5 years younger than you and I'm still crankier than you and I'm actually bringing you down. I'm dragging you down to my level.
The idea of A Quiet Place...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, because, you know, I'm moving house at the moment, whatever, moving over. I don't know where I'm going to end up, right? Just moving out of the house we're in at the moment. And the thing about it is, my only criteria is, so is it quiet around here? It's like, it's the only thing I keep asking. Is it quiet here, is it?
Yeah. There doesn't be young people walking around.
Do you hear any voices anytime?
Is there a school within 35 Sold. Kilometres?
That's what they say in every listing. A quiet area, a mature area.
Yeah, yeah. No, but seriously, is it quiet? Would you hear anybody? Well, I mean, you might hear anybody. Like,
not interested. Yeah. Not interested. There's also, I know I'm only talking to my own sort of band of weirdos when I say this as well, but there's a horror film called The Vigil Out. And I thought I knew all things horror, of course, but sure, I think I know everything until you test me and it turns out I know nothing at all. But this looks like it's a man providing overnight watch to his deceased member of his former Orthodox Jewish family finds himself on the opposite end of a malevolent entity.
Right.
Well, ooh. I like this. That's a deadly horror film that's out at the moment.
Yeah.
And then there's this famous one with Bill Burr that's out, the King of Staten Island.
Oh, yeah.
He's been getting loads of coverage.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen that?
No, but I heard him talking about it on the Joe Rogan thing.
Right.
And, he was obviously playing it up big time, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it's based on a true life story of one of the Saturday Night Live people, Scott.
That's right.
Davidson.
I don't know a lot about Bill Burr.
He's brilliant, man.
Is he?
Yeah, he's good.
Brilliant, yeah.
What's it, King of Staten Island?
The King of Staten Island's the name of this movie, yeah. And
right.
It looks, Bill Burr's a fireman in it. It's about a guy who wants to be, he's kind of a layabout. He sits at home smoking all the time, not doing his, living his dream. Like you'd like this. It's a fella chasing his dreams.
Right.
And he wants to be a tattoo artist, but he's not very good. And I think he ends up being a comedian or something.
Yeah.
But it's getting great reviews.
That's kind of, that's a story for life there, isn't it? Go for your dreams, and when it fails, become a comedian.
Work for me. Worked well for me. I can't say it's not. I can't say it's a bad plan.
Are you a big cinema goer, Mike?
Yeah, I like it, yeah. When I get going,
of course,
going,
the thing
like
about
it
now is that Mike has kids, so he basically, it's like every single Pixar and Disney movie that comes out.
Of course
like, that's where we're going.
Well, that's true. I was at Paw Patrol, the last cinema experience I was at, and had a nice doze at it. So anywhere I can get a sleep, I'll go. So I go to the cinema, it's dark and no one talks to you. I love
well,
it.
The new Sonic
and the kids
movie
are occupied.
That's very Sonic controversial now, isn't it?
As far as the
was
look
that
of
not
it
out? Wasn't it?
Yeah, but they had to re-release it though, because people made such a protest about it. Wasn't that what happened? They had to remake it.
Because he was such a weird looking thing. He he didn't look like they made him. It was weird.
Made him sort of half real. Yeah, it was
but
strange.
They've redesigned him and he looks much better.
And do you have a release date for that?
No, I'm looking at the released on. I can't see it. No, I don't. No, I'm just scattering. Actually, it was released a while ago, but it's still out.
So of what's out there, then you're going for A Quiet Place. Who wouldn't go for A Quiet Place?
Yes.
It's literally, that's my idea of heaven. And
The Vigil.
And The Vigil.
And King of Staten Island.
King of Staten Island.
That actually looks like the best one, to be honest. That looks really good, yeah.
Right, cool. Okay. Michael, any of those up your street?
King of Staten Island.
Michael's literally there listening to this going, well, look, which of them is the quietest? Because I need to have a doze.
Yeah.
And something to keep the kids occupied.
I mean, is there like a social distance thing and all that. That
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Munching like, beside you, because I'm definitely going then.
Cinemas are going to, they're going to have
that's
the great whole sort of protocols
that's
in place and everything.
Oh,
so
you
so
mean
good
there's no
it actually
one
makes cinema more attractive
if
that
you
somebody
go,
can't
if,
get near you.
If you go as a couple, do you have to sit in different seats? Now that's a question a lot of people are going to be asking.
I would definitely go then.
Yeah.
Definitely
life is just
there
getting better and better for you, PJ.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Can we get couples, please, to separate? Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Listen, if you want to find out exactly about all of the kind of protocols and all the stuff that's in place, a good website to check it out on, cinematogether.ie. You'll also see the hashtag cinematogether doing the rounds on social media as well. It is during this whole relaunch period for cinemas, they are teaming up with Alone. And they're going to acknowledge some of the amazing work that Alone volunteers and helplines and stuff have been doing, particularly over the last little while. So it's well worth going on and checking it out for yourself. Everything you need to know, cinematogether.ie. And PJ, I noticed that PJ was the only one that gave the recommendations.
Yeah, no,
I am so detached from cinema at the moment. And Mike is only interested if it's for under 12s.
Yeah, I know. So it's Sonic the Hedgehog from one and Empire Strikes Back from the other.